It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and another touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into KSL News Radio and KSL Sports BYU football. It might be May, but it's not far away. BYU football will be back in for the 2024 season, year two in the Big 12 Conference. And joining me now is BYU head coach, heading into his ninth season with the program. He is Kalani Sitake. And Kalani, it's been an eventful week for you. You had Big 12 coaches meetings down in Scottsdale, Arizona. What was kind of the tone and maybe tenor of those meetings down there in Scottsdale?
I think the biggest focus was on the calendar and what's going to happen next year. Also, just some things that they're going to vote on it with the NCAA. So we'll see how that all goes in the next little bit. But it's more than anything, it allows us to know how to plan as head coaches going into the season, going into the you know, our fall camp coming up in August, and that's right around the corner. So it was good, and it's also good to connect with the other head coaches in the conference. So all of them were there. It was great to interact with every one of them, Dion and the rest of the group, you know, Kyle.
Coach Prime and Kyle.
Yeah, so it's like guys that I know, and I can tell you this conference has amazing head coaches, and I'm just honored to be in the room with them. But to listen to them and as we speak and collaborate about different things about the conference and with Commissioner Brett Yormark, I mean, I think there's some really cool things coming up, and I'm excited to be part of it. And a lot of times I'm just sitting there going, I can't believe as a BYU fan I'm sitting in this room. You know what I mean? And so there's some things that I can't mention that will come out in terms of what we're trying to do as a conference and what we're trying to do with our relationship with ESPN and Fox and all those things. So the future is really bright, and we're looking forward to competing in the Big 12. And after the first year, we feel like we're in a good spot now in terms of getting our team ready, and they know what to look for now. So it's not a surprise anymore, and they know what to expect. And I'm looking forward to our guys performing and getting the best out of our guys and seeing what happens.
And you bring up that guys know what to expect, and that's been a theme this offseason. Is you feel like that there can be a lot of growth, and you look at this roster in a world where so many teams are flipping the roster because of transfer portal. You've had the ability to retain this roster for the most part. There's been some movement, sure, but it's been a retained roster. What areas of growth do you feel like you're seeing from these players that experienced last year the ups and downs and are back, and maybe the resolve from this group?
Well, I think when me and Jay and A-Rod have been saying the entire time, hey, guys, get ready. This is nothing like you've seen. I think just going through the experience, you can talk about all you want, but when you actually go through the experience, now you know what to expect. It's like being a father for the first time. You can read all the books. You can prep through it. I could even tell you, hey, as a father myself, this is going to be really cool, but there's going to be some things you got to look out for. Until they go through it, they don't know, right? And so now they know, and so we're in a position now where they do know. They understand where we're coming from. They've been through the fight of it all, the grind of the Big 12 Conference, and now I think with the result of what we had, the 5-7 year didn't sit well with anybody, you know. But the urgency from the players to get back at it and to work, I mean, this was one of our best springs we've ever had, and it was also one of our best off-season conditioning in January and February. So let's build off that momentum. I thought we had some great competition in spring. Last year we had to kind of just great. We had to create an opportunity to bring in a lot of talent because we needed more depth. This year we were able to retain a lot of the talent and develop them, and that we're still bringing in some new talent that I think fits into the schemes and into the system right away. I think we'd be in a way better spot. Now we still have to go out there and play the games, and they're going to be difficult, and there's some new ones out there, and starts off the first three games, two on the road, you know, so for non-conference, so we got to get used to that, and I think the guys will be ready, though.
For yourself individually, where do you feel like maybe you learned self-evaluation from your experience as a head coach in a power conference? Where do you feel like you've grown?
Yeah, I think I'm still learning, right? But I think for me, the main thing is we have an unbelievable fan base, and we could definitely count on them. That happens on the road and at home. And so what that's allowed me to do is actually go out and spend some time with the fans and interact with them, but ask them for help in terms of what we can do with the team and generate momentum. You can see the excitement that's going on with basketball and everything that's going on into the department. I think we just keep building off of that. For me, also as a head coach, is that this conference has great head coaches. I mean, the teams are well coached. There's not going to be an easy where you feel like, okay, we can get a head on this situation because we have a better talent. We are just our talent will overcome everything. It now is like you have to have everything under control because the other side, those guys are well coached, and so you're not going to get. There's no easy games here, and so even the newcomers that are coming into the Big 12 will have to adjust to that.
Last couple things here for you, Kalani. I do want to ask about the quarterback situation with Gary Bohan and Jake Retzlaff going to lead the way coming out of spring. What maybe gives you optimism that maybe people on the outside don't realize about this quarterback unit that you came out of spring feeling like this could be a better group than maybe people think?
Well, I think the best thing that happened to Jake was Gary coming here and then also getting Trayson here. And the competition and seeing the guys just kind of get after it. And then I think the quarterback room is getting better and better. I mean, we have amazing talent in there. They have to compete against each other, and we have to play the best. That's just how it works. And as you develop your 1, 2, 3s and 4s with a quarterback position, the best will win it out. And then right now we felt like it was a good spring for those two to compete. What we saw is guys like Trayson elevate his game. And so what we need to do now is kind of give him an opportunity to compete again in fall camp and see who our number one guy will be. But it does help to have a talented 2 and talented 3 and talented 4 and 5. So that needs to happen too, because you never know. You have to just prepare for the worst. We've had some horrible tragedies where we need to go to our 3rd and 4th quarterback. And the systems should be in place that if we do that, we need to expect wins still.
This fall will be the 100th season of BYU football, and I know this program's meant a lot to you throughout the years. Even when you were a kid, you know, you've always stated that you were a fan when you grew up. You played a big role in the history of this program to date. Are you still having? I guess how excited are you to just continue to add to the history of the program? And what it still means to you to be coaching here at your alma mater?
Well, it means everything to me. You know, I've had, like I said, I don't take it for granted at all. So I have this high level of appreciation and gratitude of the seat that I sit in, and the things I get to do, and the people that I get to interact with, and that's from the people on campus, the people like yourself, Mitch, and people that are involved in BYU football. But the players especially and the fans especially. I mean, I am a fan, so that's where, imagine if you as a fan get to be in my seat and call the shots, you know, and so I'm trying to do right by all of them, and by doing that I still have to keep this appreciation and gratitude. And the moment I don't have that is the moment I shouldn't be the coach. But I feel like every year it just gets, I just keep adding more and more appreciation and excitement. I just want to win. I just want to do so many great things for the fans and for the players and for the entire community, because I think it would be really cool. I mean, having successful teams come through, like the 1984 team come through, seeing the closeness and the camaraderie with that group, and being sitting next to Patty Edwards and seeing her just be excited to see the boys again. You know, this is a really cool thing, man, and being able to do it with the gospel in mind and talk about our Savior Jesus Christ, and talk about the church and the influence it can have in people's lives, and that's just it's the only place you can do that in college football. And so I'm really honored and happy to be a part of it.
Last thing for you, just what is, we'll reconvene in the end of June with a media golf tournament at Cedar Valley. But what's kind of the
watch out for that one?
Yes,
my golf game is not that great right now, Mitch. I don't know how yours is, but
it's not good. But what's the schedule look like for you in May and in June? And because I got to imagine it's tough as a coach to maybe want to have a little bit of downtime, but then always have that mental block of Are other coaches doing more? And just that grind. So what does May and June look like for you?
Yeah, so in May we'll have, you know, I got weddings to go to this month, but the ones that I can get to. But we'll have recruiting with the spring recruiting with the assistants. Myself, I'll be doing we have, because of the official visits, we'll have people here on visits between from now until the end of June. And so that's just part of the business now. And so we'll be around, but we'll also, I have coaches summits, I have meetings, there's firesides, all these things to be doing. I love it all, but it's a lot of fun. In June, we'll get to some more of that, but it'll be official visits and camps. And then in July, that's the time off for all the coaches and the staff. And then we start again at the end of July, which is the fall camp starts, I think, July 31st. And away we go, and then the season will be right here. So it's right around the corner. I'm excited for it. And man, this is just going to be a lot of fun. I feel really confident and really good about our team right now. But I don't really want to talk about it. I just want people to see it when it happens.
Well, always appreciate the time, Kalani, and we'll be following it, and we'll see you later this summer then.
Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it. Go Cougs.